Blog Talk Radio.
I got it.
Hey, hey, Black Power, greetings to everyone. This is your host, Brother Drew S., calling off the Black Nation Task Force Radio. To the creator, male and female, to the creator who created the heavens and the earth, we pray for your wisdom, your guidance, and your protection. And to our creator, we ask you to always punish all our enemies. Hey, Black Power, today we're going to be speaking to Brother Randy Short, who also runs the Justice Judicial Movement organization. The organization that was also where young Malcolm X, who was recently assassinated, is also a member who was the administrator for that group. I just talked to Randy Short on the other line, and we're going to give him a moment to call in. Give him one moment to call in, and I'm going to play this quick song while we're waiting if I can help him get in. So we'll be right back, and we appreciate everybody on the line with us.
I'd rather die liberating than live a life as a slave.
What line we stand there, we don't stand in. Yo, Shalom, Dawa. Shalom, Brother Mikael. Yo.
The last days are here and it's approaching our doorsteps. It's time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, get your minds off television. It's telling a lie. Keep your vision. Step two, prep your seeds and teach them how to lead. Knowledge is the main feed. Step three, train for combat, cause death is not a worry. We're rising against the beast. We were taught at a young age that Thanksgiving is a celebration for a healthy feast. That's a lie. It was a day where the white man started Indians, took smallpox and the gifts that they gave them, took their land and took us from our land and brought us to this land. Gave us a white Jesus and told us this is our God now. To this day, false teachers is keeping us down. We believe a lie, but the truth will make us mad. We love the white man, but we hate a mom and dad. We rapping his death music, but we laugh when we hear life music. Talking about killing another brother is the music. Stop bobbing your head to that death music.
You'll kill another brother, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll believe in the white Jesus, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll sell dope to your people, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll stab your brother in the back, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll rob, steal, and kill, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll say you sit on the corner, but you ain't down for revolution. You won't raise your son to be your man, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll have your mama raise your daughter, but you ain't down for revolution.
The last days are here, and it's approaching our doorsteps. It's time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, turn away from sin to become one with the Most High, to get on his good side again. Step two, turn away from the confines of religion, cause all it's doing is barricading the truth from the souls of the chosen. Step three, put an end to integration. It's putting a hold on our nation. It's causing degradation. You need to stay blind to the fact that we treat each other with disrespect. It's a gift to be black, and we too dumb to realize that that is a true fact. We separate ourselves in sections, Bloods, Crips, Baptists, Catholics. What's the difference? It's time to wake up and get up on our true purposes and missions. We accept the low out of life. We ain't no strangers to this earth. We are indigenous. It's time that we wake up and find out what we've been missing.
You will do a crime and go to prison, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fall into the devil's plan, but you ain't down for revolution. You will join a white man's army, but you ain't down for revolution. You will celebrate these holidays, but you ain't down for revolution. You will become a homosexual, but you ain't down for revolution. You will believe in a lie, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fight your own people, but you ain't down for revolution. You will forget where you came from, but you ain't down for revolution.
The crackers are listening too. We ain't bullshit. Right. You gotta bring some ass to get some ass, and here it is. Right. Right. You know, we're not finna play with you. You're not finna run our babies over, and you ain't finna hang us on no goddamn trees no more. Are you serious? For real, though. Do you really think you're gonna be able to pull that shit off today?
No.
That's a done deal.
No.
We coming for your ass just like you coming for ours.
That's
it's
right.
All right. Okay, Corral. Wild, wild, west, whatever the fuck you want. All rain. Whatever you want to see. Let's get it pop.
Say he gonna do this to our people.
we back. We back with you. The brother's calling me now. Hold on a second. Okay, back with you. We're having trouble getting the brother in. So what I do till he get in, that's all I can do, you know. You know, you can only control what you can control. Okay, but I'll give you another introductory to the judicial justice movement. Before I do that, let me go to the phone lines. We have a caller waiting. 214-586, you know.
Hey, yeah, peace.
Hey, peace, brother Aki. What's happening, brother?
Man, I'm just checking out the show this morning.
Okay, we appreciate all the numbers on here, too. The lines will be full in a few minutes, so everybody's up and ready, and we thank all our brothers and sisters for the Black Nation Task Force supporting. Yeah, they all on the line with us also, brother Aki. Yeah, we are supposed to be speaking to guest Randy Short today, waiting on him to get in. He's having some difficulty trying to lead office. Sometimes you have to do these early morning shows. There's a lot of things you can run to in the early morning program. But Randy Short is also a good friend with young Malcolm, who was assassinated. He was in the same organization, the Judicial Justice Movement is what it's called. And I tell everybody what it is. The Judicial Justice Movement is a grassroots coalition of activists, artists, social media bloggers, and intellectuals that want to abolish the criminal and justice system. And we all know that that's a good group that's needed, and that's what a lot of brothers and sisters that on this line is about, trying to abolish some of this this criminal injustice system. And I know, Brother Aki, you just had some incidents with some of this injustice. You want to speak about that?
Oh, well, you know, with my brother, it's like... You know, it's the fact that I know that he's a victim of this fake war on drugs, which is really, you know what I'm saying, another part of genocide, you know what I'm saying, against our people. And, you know what I'm saying, he's a victim of that. So I believe if he's serving time, then the same people who keep bringing these drugs in, they need to be held accountable. The people who keep bringing them into our neighborhood so they can declare war against us. Because that's what's really going on. They create the situations. You know what I'm saying? The situations that we deal with every day in our neighborhoods, and then, you know, they make it hard for us to live, and then they bring the drugs in. So they make your choices kind of hard to not do that. You know what I mean? When you have to take care of your family and stuff like that, when you're trying to take care of your children. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times. These little jobs that they have available is not sufficient. And so you got people taking the bait because, you know, they faced with a survival choice. You see what I'm saying? Which anybody would do that if the shoe was on the other foot, even them. You know what I'm saying? So when they some of the biggest drug dealers. But yeah, they putting our people in jail for the shit that they doing, and they doing it on a much larger scale. So I know my brother's a victim of this war against us, you know, and so.
Yeah, you're right, and a lot of people don't know, you know, a lot of those people out here selling drugs, a lot of them don't know that they're just a day away from being a victim, because you can't sell the drugs without them knowing who's selling the drugs. So, you
right.
know, if you think you're being slick, you think you're high, you can't hide, because when they put their dope into these people's hands, they have to report to who's they are carriers in case anything
right.
happens. Anything well,
see,
happened, they can
see my brother had they even had satellite pictures of
them. Had satellite pictures. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They go so deep, and you know, you just a number to them. You just a business walking into this drug game. And, you know, you can even get rich. You can get on it. It's only for a short time. You can get money, but there's no good when you know they take it all and put the rest of your life. So. You got to
right.
understand that this is a revolving door situation, this
right.
This justice system. Okay,
right.
We appreciate that, Aki. Anything else you want to add?
Nah, man, that's all I wanted to say this morning. And then I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Oh, okay. All right, appreciate you, IT, for calling in. And I'll probably have to do is try to click over and call the brother myself, since I might have to do that. Hopefully he's either cleared the office. I mean, give him a chance to get in, because the lines probably look like they're going to be full on it. I know one thing that I was reading on the Judicial Justice Movement page, and a few minutes ago I was reading about something about the Malcolm X family going to be asking for support from the Black Nation. So stay tuned for that. You know, we'll share the information as we get it. But there's something that the family is going to be asking for us to do shortly on behalf of young Malcolm and Big Malcolm also. So give me 1 minute again. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna have to call the brother. Cause, you know, trying to keep the show in context of the movement, and they can tell us more about the movement than I can. So as I click over the line, I'll play this music and I'll be right back. And this phone number the same as the roof, as the radio station. Yeah, except the 202 area code. That's weird. Okay, Bob. Tell them we're ready to play, okay? Y'all, we having all kind of problems. I just spoke with him. He trying to call in. I'm trying to call him. Line's full. He probably having trouble getting in. Saying this is kind of rough, but we're trying to work it out. All right. See, I don't know what else to do, but just keep trying to call him. Keep on talking. I can't do them both at the same time. That's funny. Can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. But let me see. Let me try to call the brother one more time. If the lines are full, he can't get in.
The number you dialed is not in.
All right. I think the brother is with us now. Okay. Hey, Brother Randy, that's you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, okay. Okay, we finally got in. Lions was probably busy on you. Okay, go ahead, brother Randy Short, introduce yourself and your organization.
Okay. For identification purposes, people call me and I accept it. Some say minister and some say reverend, and I go by the academic name of Dr. Randy Short. I'm a social justice minister affiliated with the Christian Church. I am a member of several groups, in particular the Black Autonomy Network community organization led by the Honorable Reverend Edward Pinckney. I'm affiliated with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, doing my own little bit with Reverend C.T. Vivian. And I'm also affiliated as a board member with the International Human Rights Association of American Minorities, started by the late Dr. Yusuf Klai, who was a mentee of Malcolm X. And presently, among the many hats I wear, I'm head of the Anti-Depo Provera Clergy Coalition, where we have a whole effort to stop the mass murder of black women through the use of dangerous contraceptives, in particular by the Pfizer Corporation. I hope I've broken down where I'm coming from.
Oh, okay. And the Judicial Justice Movement, what's your affiliation with
yes,
that?
Yes, as well. I work with the Honorable Sister Rosalind Cross Ratcliffe out of the state of Washington, who has a group of activists who use social media and everything else we can to try to provide justice as best we can for our sisters and brothers dealing with the cops, killer cops, idiot cops, and whatever other kind of cops you want to mention. As well, one of our colleagues, beloved and late Shahid Malcolm El-Haj Latif Al-Shabazz, who was brutally murdered Emmett Till style in Mexico City under circumstances that we are convinced is COINTELPRO. And there's a memorial service for him tomorrow at the First Corinthian Church in Harlem from 10 to 12. People should look it up if they want to find out. I know that there should be an announcement on the Malcolm El-Shabazz memorial page on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, I was just letting the listeners know that I saw something on your page was saying that the family.
Oh, yeah, they need to turn out, tell all their
support.
Friends to go. They need to go to the page. And I'll just be honest with you, the family needs assistance I mean, just there's some needs, just some seniors and other elders that wanted to pay respect. There's some things that have fallen on the family that always happens when you have a death like this. And that should be up on the page. They have a GoFundMe because they want to capitalize and make certain that those elders, there's some people who were there with the grandfather and the Audubon that couldn't make it to Oakland, that want to make it to Harlem, which is why it's in a huge church. And so I'm going to put that up, and maybe I'll crack my computer open and multitask while we're talking so I can send that to you. But their family really could use not a whole lot, but a little bit to come through this time of bereavement. It's not that they're begging, but how do you handle having to transport a body, bury a body, bring a body across country, bury a body, and have a memorial service and try to include everyone as to avoid hurting feelings? And at the same time, people like me who couldn't make it to Oakland weren't at the graveside. We would be upset if they didn't have some place where we could go and show our respects for this brother who was a shining prince in his own right.
Okay. And we know young Malcolm said that he received a lot of harassment, and I'm hearing that some of the members are being harassed. You know anything about that?
Yeah. There, I know for a fact back in June, July, there were people going around bothering, asking questions about Malcolm as if, you know, he was on the most wanted list. I mean, they could have found him. They knew where to go. If you read a statement that I helped put together, the police basically were harassing him and his mother. There's a situation where the police came at them with their guns drawn. How do you come at a boy with his mom with their guns drawn? Well, how do you respond to that? When people have their guns drawn, they can rush up on you. You don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? This is how they've been treating him.
Right.
And it's all, they never, and I have to say this, this boy traveled all over the country doing good, speaking, doing things for young people, and you didn't hear a frigging word about it. But, man, let that boy trip and fall down somewhere. And they're singing about that. He's got the front page on his head like he's John Dillinger. It's absolutely insane. And our community has to be insane to allow a racist, bigoted media to portray or depict who any of us are. They never get it right. Racism and stereotype is about getting it wrong.
Right. I heard from one of his associates, Lady Judith. She was telling me that her numbers and computer and stuff like that been hacked. You know anything about that?
Yeah, they're mad at us. We've been getting the word out. Let people know that it only takes a few to make a difference, you know? Nat Turner, one of my ancestors, only had like three people. Rocked the whole country. Didn't succeed, but sure put some fear in people's hearts that some of us aren't going to take it. A handful, just her, me, and a couple other people started putting as much truth as we could get our hands on. They were mad at her. They had her phone cut off with her phone bill paid. They kicked her off Facebook until some people called in and started protesting. And this one sister named Jalea down in Atlanta threatened Comcast. Now they're going to turn her phone on. What the hell is all this? I mean, when did it become against the law? And you know the phone companies all work with the intelligence people now. So all these people spy, snitches, sellouts, and backstabs, and that's what happens. But you know what? If everybody started talking about what we need to talk about, instead of talking about like a little monstrosity non-entity called Little Wayne, start talking about freedom and justice, they can't watch us all. They can't jail us all. So it's too few of us doing what we're supposed to do. That's how they can hone in on this sister. That's how they can hack my account and put out Malcolm had died in Tijuana, and I'm not even on the Internet. I'm finding out from other people thanking me for telling them. So I wasn't on my computer. Says, yes, you were.
Right. And, you know, a lot of stuff is questionable behind young Malcolm's death. You know, we heard that he was at the airport, heard that he, you know, he was on a bus ride. You know, and we heard that his phone is still being used after he was killed.
We heard a
lot
of things. You know, we heard that that the Shabazz family set their own house on fire February 13th, 1965. We heard that the Little family set their house on fire back in the 20s. We're always hearing something. I don't believe anything that these people say. We heard that this guy, Miguel Suarez, took a taxi and took Malcolm to the hospital. That's not the truth. There's so many lies out here because they're afraid that people are going to find out that this boy, this man, but he was like a little brother, like a son, like a friend to me. So I'm not trying to dismiss his manhood. I'm older than he is, but you love him like a little brother. That he had all the potential, as do all of our young people. They could see his potential. They could see him becoming, and they snomped him out. Like it says, let us slay the dreamer and see what comes of his dream. The dream of our people is our young people getting to where they need to be. And our young people who are being misled, misdirected, manipulated, don't even see that everyone sees their potential to be a power on this earth. So they're either killing us, jailing us, or getting us to kill each other, or getting us to get VD, or getting boys want to be girls, get girls thinking that they're guys, to misdirect us from being who and what we're supposed to be. And they'll tell you you're a nigger, and all the while they know you're a king. They know you're a queen. They know you're a conqueror. They know that you're a butt stomper and you're a trendsetter. And that's what they saw in this young man.
Right. Yeah. You know, I can see it was evident that he was starting to bloom. You know, we were listening to a clip of
every
his the other day.
He loved reading.
Yeah.
This boy loved reading. He loved to travel. If you had a book, he snatched to be reading it before you could. He had a hunger. He had a hunger. What he needed, and it's what's lacking in our community, we need a lot more love for each other. The kind of love where I'm not going to give you no weed, even if you want it. You won't get it from me. See, I never saw any of this drinking and bar stuff. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Even if it's true, I don't like it because that wouldn't happen around me. I wouldn't let someone who's descended from Malcolm X do anything other than be honorable in my presence out of respect for the old man and for the grandmother and for the great-grandfather. So I'm going to say this to some of the folks that knew Malcolm. If they know anything that's not cool, they need to keep it to themselves because we're going to pop them upside their head. They had no business doing anything other than helping this brother be prepared to be a leader among our people. That's my response to any critics out there. Yes, I said it.
All right, that's a good comment. One of the questions that I hear a lot, you know, and we were trying to see, you know, with the big name that Malcolm had, why he traveled alone like that. You know, you have any idea why he would travel alone to a foreign country, like we said, if that's true?
See, we don't even know all the details because the guy, Mr. Suarez, who's already lied between his teeth saying that he was in the bar with the guy and ran out through this room and there wasn't running around with no clothes on, all this madness, and it turns out that he went and got the guy back and took him to the hospital. And we know that that's a lie. That doesn't check out, right? We know that that doesn't check out.
Right.
See how you doing. So there's nothing that he can do to, I can't believe anything that they're saying. The brother who did the story on the front page with the guy with the gang symbol, J.R., or should I say Cleveland Del Rey Jr., he said he didn't know he was in Mexico, but yet he did an article on the front page of the San Francisco Bayview newspaper with the picture with Malcolm with the two Mexican dudes who wanted to throw another gang symbol. And he didn't know he was down there. So, you know, and he hasn't said, and the only announcement he'll make is in Facebook when he's a professional journalist with all kinds of connections with Pacific and everyone else. So he doesn't know why Malcolm was in Mexico, and yet he did a story about it. That's like Dinah Ross not knowing there was a group called the Supremes. That's
right.
Like Bobby
That's
Brown never hearing of Whitney Houston. Come on, man. I mean, we got some liars here. We've got some Class A liars. And they know what happened. And it's so convenient that this boy, Suarez, was deported. So he's not going to come back. How did the Mexican authorities find the people who beat Malcolm to death? Within a day, they try him in a day, and they're already in jail. Have you ever heard of trial at fast? People don't have to think that fast. Please, come on now. Somebody work with me. Work with me.
Somebody trying to give us an open and shut case.
Why isn't this in the American press? Why? Well, yeah, open and shut. That they shut our mouths, shut up the truth, and black folks will go for the okey-doke because we're 24/7 people in terms of everything but what matters.
You're right about that. Okay, so what else do you have on there? The agenda for the judicial justice movement?
Well, the judicial justice movement, you know, I want to just say we're just like folk in the hood. we do what we can when we can as often as we can. I know I'm going to the funeral, or should I say the memorial service tomorrow. I also know that if I get a chance to speak out and share information as well, I've been talking with one of the people that's an attorney that's affiliated with the family. I gave them information they didn't have. I know that there's a strong possibility that some folks are going to, there's some people that are going to go and perhaps take up some stuff. There's a sister that I work with who works with political prisons in Baltimore. We want to do some boycotts in Mexico. You know, we got this stupid man named Boy Sellers, Ben Yellis, National Association for the Abortion of Colored People. We got Negro organizations talking about immigration reform, helping people like the ones who beat Malcolm to death, and they haven't even offered condolences to the family. So we need to boycott Mexico. We need to find some ways to hurt some people. We need to be calling Eric Holder. Same folks that can watch the IRS can go after all these journalists, and yet they can't ask what happened to our guy. That's just one person. How often do you hear about Americans getting killed in Mexico and beaten like that? It stinks. Malcolm was supposed to be with the pyramids down in the Yucatan, which is on the eastern half of the country. But today in Mexico City, the slum area. You know that's bogus. We know it's a lie. And there's nothing but lies coming up here, and they're feeding lies to the boy's family, but they're going to get found out. And a whole bunch of people are going to go down because the folks who know that this says something shady, you know, the brother, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., had put the word out that there were some issues with the brother, J.R. I'm not saying that he directly did anything, but if he's friends or associated, because this guy, Suarez, did some stuff with the Pacifica station out there, did a little bit with the Bayview paper. How could they not know this person? How come there's no expose from an investigative left-to-center newspaper? What the hell? WTF and CyberTalk, WTF, brother, WTF. Come on now. What's going on?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, you know, I just
want some prescription-powered Ray-Bans, and I can still see light. You know, somebody make this make sense to me.
Right.
And I'm angry because these devils come up and try to make it seem like he's pushing up on some women and he had a few brewskis. I'm glad he was pushing up on some women. And I don't drink, but what's wrong with having a brew? What's wrong with liking women? We're in a country where they celebrate non-playing basketball players being gay, and they mad that he liked a pretty girl. Well, he wasn't married. What do they care? I mean, what the hell's going on?
Like you said, character assassination, you know, and hopefully that,
how can you
that we're not paying attention.
Character assassinate like them? How is, forgive me, how can you assassinate a man that thinks women are attractive? I mean, what kind of country are we in? I mean, maybe he should have called up and sweet talk a dude or something. Then he gets some nice press. What the hell?
Right. Yeah, I got a serious echo on my phone.
Say that again?
Serious echo. I had a serious echo. I guess they don't want me talking, but, you correct me.
You're going to talk
that.
Anyway. I'm going to take that. This is CIA. This is FBI. They killed two other people. Now, I'm going to just put this out here because folk got to get me. Mrs. Coretta Scott King died in Mexico. Why were they giving this woman with diabetes candies and sweets? They killed two people. And you can't tell me nothing about that. Everybody knows that the CIA's biggest headquarters in Latin America, one of them is in Mexico City. This stuff is dirty. And this RUMAC, this so-called labor union that's not registered in the state of California, it's all bogus. Malcolm was trusting. Malcolm was a sweetheart of a brother. He had his ways. He was just like his grandfather. If you really got to know him, just as sweet as he could be. If you got him at my house, he had manners of a prince, just as quiet and meek. He's not this dangerous person setting fires. That's racist white propaganda bullshit. This boy was an ordinary person who had been through a lot. They targeted this boy from the time he's 4 years old. If I targeted you when you were four, I could hurt you real bad. The miracle is that he made it this long. The miracle is he still wanted to give. There are a whole lot of folks with civil rights legends in their family, and they're the biggest Uncle Tom butt-licking black-necked Negroes you ever want to see. He wasn't like that. He's the one that got all the bad rep, the one jail. How do you put someone in jail for breaking a window 3 years? Come on, let him replace the window, let him out. There's people screaming like broken windows matter when we have a president like Bush. We had a president like, I mean, come on now. This is ignorant. We got Dick Cheney. All these people belong on death row somewhere, and they're worried about this boy breaking the window. Come on now. Black folk, I don't get us. Why are we buying into their lies?
You show right, Dr. Randy Short.
I'm angry up at you. Hmm. Yeah, now, and Malcolm, okay. Let me tell you something. What people don't know is he was a nice brother. He liked to smile. He loved kids. He liked food. He could just come to your house and just sit down and watch a movie like anybody else. And if you put him around good people, what folks need to understand is the biggest crime that happened to Malcolm was they literally put him in jail almost as a 12-year-old. Those psychiatrists, what did they do to him? How did they torture this boy? Have you ever read the stuff the psychiatrist said? He was schizophrenic and he's crazy. All this stuff that they lied on this boy. And then when he died, they put out the picture of him with handcuffs. They had better pictures. They wanted everyone to say, he the world killed his grandma, y'all. He deserved it. That's craziness.
You're right about that.
That. A lot of folks commit crimes and folk forgive them. I mean, the Kennedy kids, you look at some of these rich white folks, they're crazier than Malcolm ever was and never went through any of the hell that he did. I mean, a whole lot of folks turn out crazier who've never been through anything. He wanted to give back. He wanted to love and be loved in return. He wanted to get his life where he could make a difference and be himself and not have people running after him, you know, saying by any means necessary. I mean, their sisters trying to hook up with him, trying to get some ballot or bullet instead of talking to find out who he is. There are a lot
right.
of, you know, this happens to any person who comes from a prominent family with famous people that parasites, leeches, lies, tricks, and everyone trying to take stuff from it. Okay, and that says something sleazy about the rest of us, that we don't know how to respect or to nurture somebody that comes from a family with a name. We need to learn how to do that as a people.
All right. Well, Dr. Randy Short, we down to the last 3 minutes, but we sure appreciate you giving us all this information, and we're going to have to definitely schedule another program with you and your other members and tip Reverend Pinky. I said bless, and also judicial justice movement. We welcome the network with you, with the Black Nation Task Force. We work on the same issues that you work on, and we have a large network of other brothers and sisters that we can network with. So when y'all need us, just call, you know, give me a call, and we're on Facebook. Hit us up, and we'll come and support you. We'll see if we can schedule another show. And well, we can be more informative, but that was good information that you gave out, and we appreciate you taking out your schedule to do that, brother.
All right, you be blessed, brother.
All right,
keep doing the right thing.
All right, thank all the members that's on, and we appreciate y'all taking out y'all time today, and we will see y'all again. Stay peace.